The mountain lion stared down at him with wild, implacable eyes and snarled deep in its chest. He was big, one of the biggest Morgan had seen in his 4 years of hunting them. The lion crouched on a thick limb not over 8 feet above his head.
"Watch him, cat," Lone John Williams warned. "He's the biggest I ever seen. The biggest in these mountains, I'll bet."
"You ever seen Lop-Ear?"
Morgan queried, watching the lion. "He's half again bigger than this one." He jumped as he spoke, caught a limb in his left hand, and then swung himself up as easily as a trapeze performer. The lion came to its feet then and crouched, growling wickedly, threatening the climbing man. But Morgan continued to mount toward the lion.
"Give me that pole," Morgan called to the older man. "I'll have this baby in another minute."
"You watch it," Williams warned. "That lion ain't fooling."
Never in the year he had been working with Cat Morgan had Lone John become accustomed to seeing a man go up a tree after a mountain lion. Yet in that period, Morgan had captured more than 50 lions alive and had killed as many more. Morgan was not a big man, as big men are counted, but he was tall, lithe, and extraordinarily strong. Agile as a cat, he climbed trees, cliffs, and rocky slopes after the big cats for which he was named, and had made a good thing out of supplying zoo and circus animal buyers. With a noose at the end of the pole, and only 7 feet below the snarling beast, Morgan lifted the pole with great care. The lion struck viciously, and then struck again, and in that instant, after the second strike, Morgan put the loop around his neck and drew the noose tight. Instantly, the cat became a snarling, clawing, spitting fury, but Morgan swung down from the tree, dragging the beast after him. Before the yapping dogs could close with him, Lone John tossed his own loop, snaring the lion's hind legs. Morgan closed with the animal, got a loop around the powerful forelegs, and drew it tight. In a matter of seconds, the mountain lion was neatly trussed and muzzled, with a stick thrust into its jaws between its teeth, and its jaws tied shut with rawhide. Morgan drew a heavy sack around the animal, and then tied it at the neck, leaving the lion's head outside. Straightening, Cat Morgan took out the makings and began to roll a smoke.
"Well," he said, as he put the cigarette between his lips, "that's one more and one less."
Hard-ridden horses sounded in the woods, and then a half-dozen riders burst from the woods and a yell rent the air.
"Got him, Dave! Don't move, you!"
The guns the men held backed up their argument, and Cat Morgan relaxed slowly, his eyes straying from one face to another, finally settling on the big man who rode last from out of the trees. This man was not tall, but blocky and powerful. His neck was thick and his jaw wide. He was clean-shaven, unusual in this land of beards and mustaches. His face wore a smile of unconcealed satisfaction now, and, swinging down, he strode toward them.
"So you finally got caught, didn't you? Now how smart do you feel?"
"Who do you think we are?" Morgan asked coolly. "I never saw you before."
"I reckon not, but we trailed you right here. You stole your last horse. Shake out a loop, boys. We'll string him up right here."
"Be careful with that talk," Lone John said.
"We ain't horse thieves, and ain't been out of the hills in more than a year. You've got the wrong men." "That's tough," the big man said harshly, "because you hang here and now."
"Maybe they ain't the men, Dorfman. After all, we lost the trail back yonder a couple of miles."
The speaker was a slender man with black eyes and swarthy face. Without turning, Dorfman said sharply,
"Shut up. When I want advice from a breed, I'll ask it."
His hard eyes spotted the burlap sack. The back of it lay toward him, and the lion's head was faced away from him. All he saw was the lump of the filled sack.
"What's this? Grub?"
He kicked hard at the sack, and from it came a snarl of fury. Dorfman jumped and staggered back, his face white with shock. Somebody laughed, and Dorfman wheeled, glaring around for the offender. An old man with gray hair and a keen, hard face looked at Morgan.
"What's in that sack?" he demanded.
"A mountain lion," Cat replied calmly. "A nice, big, live lion. Make a good pet for your loudmouthed friend."
He paused and then smiled tolerantly at Dorfman.
"If he wouldn't be scared of him."